the bathroom. You know, it's supposed to be your sanctuary, right? The one place you can lock the door and just get some peace. But let's be real. Nothing destroys that vibe faster than seeing something with way too many legs scuttling across the floor.
Oh, it absolutely does. Suddenly you don't feel quite so alone in there anymore.
Not at all. So today we're doing a deep dive into sanitizing the sanctuary. We've been looking at the data on bathroom pest infestations, and our mission today is to figure out why they love this room and, more importantly, how to effectively bug out.
Total evictions.
Exactly. And the sources point to something that's really interesting right away. It's almost never just about the bathroom being dirty.
No, that's a huge misconception.
No. I mean,
you can have a spotless bathroom and still find yourself in a bug out situation. The real driving force isn't filth. It's, well, it's biology. Specifically, it's about something called desiccation.
Desiccation.
So.
It's drying out.
Right. Most of these common household pests, think ants, roaches, silverfish, they have this critical weakness. They lose moisture really, really fast through their exoskeletons.
Okay.
So for them, your typical air-conditioned house is basically a desert. It's deadly. The bathroom, that's the oasis.
All right, but let me play devil's advocate for a second. The kitchen has a sink. You've got water in the laundry room. Why is the bathroom like the VIP lounge for these creatures?
It really comes down to the ambient humidity. It's not just about a few drops of water in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's the steam from your shower that hangs in the air, you know?
Yeah.
That moisture is what's keeping them alive. If you have a tiny leaky pipe under the sink or even just bad ventilation,
yeah,
you're basically putting up a big vacancy sign.
So they come for a drink, but then they decide to move in. And this is where the source material got really interesting for me, with this idea of secondary infestation.
Yes, this is the fascinating part.
It's like a whole ecosystem.
It is. Think of your bathroom as, I don't know, like the Serengeti.
Yeah.
You've got your grazers and then you've got your predators.
Okay, so the grazers, these are the little guys, ants and flies.
Exactly. Ants, drain flies, mites, they're the first ones in. They show up for the water and, you know, whatever microscopic food they can find.
And their presence is basically ringing the dinner bell for the hunters.
Precisely. So if you're seeing spiders or those like terrifyingly fast house centipedes.
Ugh, I hate those.
Yeah, they're usually not there for the water. They're there because you have a buffet of prey insects for them to hunt.
Wow. That completely changes how I see a spider in the bathtub. It's not just a random stray who got lost. It's an apex predator. It's a sign.
It's a symptom, for sure. A sign that there's a whole food chain active, probably right under your sink.
So let's talk about the grazers then. What are they eating? The research mentioned something called organic sludge, which sounds just delightful.
It's as lovely as it sounds. It's technically called biofilm. That gelatinous gunk made of soap scum, hair, dead skin cells, mold.
The stuff in the drain.
The stuff in the drain, in the grout, behind the toilet. And pests like silverfish absolutely love it. They're after the carbohydrates and proteins and all that mold and mildew.
Silverfish, those are the little prehistoric looking shrimp things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's them. And they are surprisingly resourceful. They'll eat the biofilm, sure, but they'll also eat the glue on your wallpaper or the binding of a book you left on the counter.
Okay, and we have to talk about us, the human element. The notes mention eating in the bathroom. I mean, surely people aren't having a three-course meal in there.
You might be surprised.
But
it's usually more subtle than that. You know, a coffee you bring in the morning, a snack your kid eats while getting ready. Even a few crumbs can attract ants almost instantly in that high humidity environment.
So we've got the water, the biofilm, the crumbs. How do we execute the bug out strategy? Is it just about scrubbing everything harder?
Cleaning is part of it, but to really evict them, you have to go after their resources. Number one is water. Fix your leaks, of course, but also use your exhaust fan after every shower. You have to get that humidity down, dry up the oasis.
Okay, dry it out. What's next?
Second, attack their habitat. You have to declutter, especially under the sink, all those old bottles and boxes.
Right, because that's where they hide. From the spiders and from us.
Exactly. You take away the moisture and you take away their cover and it becomes a much less hospitable place for them.
And what if you do all that? You're bone dry, you're decluttered, you've scrubbed the drains, and they're still there.
Then the problem is likely deeper than you can get to. If those surface level fixes don't work, the source suggests the infestation might actually be inside the walls or in the main plumbing. And that's when you stop the DIY stuff and call in a professional.
Right. Sometimes the sanctuary needs a professional bouncer. It's a bit of a gross topic, but it's really useful. It totally changes how you see that room.
It's not just a room. It's a habitat. You just have to be the one who decides who gets to live there.
So here's a final thought for you. The next time you see a spider in the tub, don't just ask how it got in. Ask yourself, what was it chasing that was so good it was worth getting trapped for? Thanks for listening to this deep dive.